Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Support from the Indianapolis Colts likely will double the nearly $60,000 collected so far for victims of the Indiana State Fair stage collapse. Colts owner Jim Irsay says he will donate $1 to the Indiana State Fair Remembrance Fund for each ticket distributed to the team's preseason home game tomorrow against the Washington Redskins. An Indiana criminal justice official says housing restrictions for convicted child sex offenders do not work and should be revised. Indiana Sex Offender Management and Monitoring Program Executive Director Adam Deming told a legislative commission today that there's no scientific data suggesting restricting housing locations does any good for the community or the offender.
It ends up ostracizing and marginalizing people who could actually return to the community at very, very low risk.
The commission will consider the issue as it continues to work on revising Indiana's criminal code. Most Hoosier students are back to school, and drivers are being reminded to watch out for kids in the streets and school zones. Indiana Department of Transportation spokesman Jim Pickerton says drivers should keep their eyes peeled.
We want drivers to really just kind of be aware that they're going to start seeing those yellow school buses on the roads again. And, kids are excited to go back to school, so they're not always watching the traffic. So we want the drivers to really just remember that the kids are going to be back out there.
Pinkerton also reminds drivers that school zones have lower speeds. Students at Butler will have a new transportation option this year. The school has launched a car sharing program on campus in cooperation with Zipcar. Two Zipcars will be available around the clock for students, faculty, and staff. Right now, partly cloudy and 90 degrees for WFYI News.